Hi, this is a dictation for Eugene Watson. E-U-G-E-N-E-W-A-T-S-O-N. Eugene Watson was traveling with a friend, Eugene Watson, with Margaret Watts, who was the driver of a car. Chief complaints are headaches along with this pain in the right shoulder, right elbow, right hip, left hip, lower back and upper back area, associated with numbness and tingling of the right arm, and difficulty walking, difficulty in doing ADLs, dizziness and vertigo. The patient reports the following history of automobile accident. The patient was traveling as a front seat passenger and was wearing seatbelt in a Dodge Ram pickup truck, and they were traveling on I-94 service drive when another guy ran a stop sign and hit them on a T-bone on passenger side, and it was a hit and run accident. The police did not come, an ambulance didn't come at the scene, and he didn't go to the hospital for treatment. The impact caused a $5,000 damage to the car, but the car is not completely totaled, and nothing was broken inside either. The injury was that the patient twisted his neck due to a whiplash. He banged into the headrest, and the left ankle got twisted. That was a major thing happened, as you remember. There was no loss of consciousness. Airbags were not deployed. And history of presenting illness. The patient reported that he has severe headaches that are 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are on the right temple, off and on. And headaches are feeling like throbbing, sensitive to the light. The additional symptoms of TBI reported by the patients are dizziness, vertigo, loss of equilibrium, loss of concentration, and confusion. The weakness and fatigue. He also experiencing numbness and tingling of the right arm posteriorly, not involving any fingers. In addition, patient reports that he has a severe pain in the middle back and the lower back, but not in the neck. He also has pain in the right shoulder, right elbow, right hip, and the left ankle, which got twisted. According to him, overall pain level is around between 4 to 9, depending on the day. The patient reports that the right hip pain is 7, and left ankle pain is also 7. Pain in the left shoulder is 7, and left elbow is 7. Lower back pain and middle back pain is 6. The patient feels confused and he has lost balance. And there's no other radiation of pain other than the arm. The pains are several times a day and are all related to the current car accident. He describes the pain as shooting and aching, and they are 4 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is does not affect the ADLs. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, and walking and driving, and improved by sitting and lying down. He can walk up to half a block, sit and stand 30 minutes, sleep 4 to 5 hours. He can go up and down on the stairs, but hip joint starts hurting. He twisted his ankle, that is making his gait a little bit painful. It has been more than 4 months when his accident happened, and he's being seen today on January 9th, 2023. He does not have any history of any x-rays that were done. He never went to the hospital on the day of accident. He went to the urgent care 3 weeks later. Actually, his both hands became numb, face became numb, and he was there for overnight 2 hours. He was referred to ER to St. John's for transient ischemic attack that he suffered. But right now, there's no bladder and bowel incontinence. No other x-rays are available. The records from the St. John Hospital is not available right now. And no other medication he has tried, no other therapy, chiropractor. And the system review patient has following issues in respiratory disease, positive for COPD. In the heart disease, positive for high blood pressure. Neurologically, he is positive for stroke 4 years ago at DMC, and again 2 weeks ago when he was admitted to the hospital for TIA. Surgical history is none, allergies none. Family history is positive for mother is deceased due to the heart failure, father is deceased due to the heart failure. Siblings are all deceased with unknown causes that are not listed. Relationship status, patient is single, lives alone. Employment, he is self-employed, he is an artist at Greektown, and he is self-employed. Disability, he never filed a disability with the federal government. Legal history, patient is with Padilla Law Group. And personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Currently has moderate anxiety, but denies any suicidal thought, homicidal thoughts, or anxiety, or depression, sleep problem, mood problem. ADLs are listed as follows that are affected 1 to 10. The dialing a phone, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, and vacuuming are affected 9. Walking, standing, and running are affected 7. Reaching into cabinets is affected 7. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 131 over 81, pulse is 56, pulse ox is 99, temperature 98.1, height 5'8", weight is 160. 74-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, and hydration is good, and there is no acute anxiety or any pain phases are noticed. Cooperative and good attitude and demeanor is present. Dress and hygiene is normal. He is able to walk with a little limp due to the pain in the ankle and hips. Overall, the gait is normal, slightly antalgic. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological and musculature examination. The musculature examination does not reveal any muscle spasms, except in the area of right trapezius muscle, which is in spasm involving cervical fibers and presence of few trigger points. Actually, L1 to L5 paraspinal muscles are also in spasm. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is present in L4, L5, L5S1, and bilateral sacral iliac joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present from L1 to L5 bilaterally with few trigger points and 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 35, extension is 35, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not found painful. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative. Lerma test is negative, distraction test negative, Sotoal test is negative. No signs of cervical myelopathy are seen. Thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Bregar test negative. Camp test negative, Babinski sign negative. sacroiliac joint. The mildly tender with the Faber test, Gonsalin test being positive bilaterally. Distraction test, iliac compression test are negative. Standing flexion test is negative. The examination of the extremities, except for the area of the right shoulder, right elbow, and both hips and the right ankle, the left ankle, the rest of the extremities are okay, warm to touch and well perfused with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, or muscle spasm, varicose vein. All the extremities exhibit normal range of motion. Examination of the right shoulder reveals that the inspection and palpation of the right shoulder is completely normal, while there is no dislocation or any swelling or laceration or contusion. The Hawken Kennedy test was found positive. Patient is only able to do abduction up to 110 degrees, after which he has a seizure pain. The near test, the Hawking Kennedy test, speed test are positive. Drop arm test was negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Examination of the elbow shows that there is a tenderness of the olecranon and triceps insertion. Other than that, the epicondyles are not painful. Examination of the hip joint shows, on inspection, both the hips are found to be completely normal. There is a more tenderness at the greater trochanter region of the right hip, but there is no fracture. Log roll, LV test, Thomas test are negative. No leg length discrepancy is there. The left ankle examination does not reveal major fracture or swelling or tenderness. Light tendonitis is present of the flexion tendons. Diagnosis. The diagnosis is as follows. VH 9.2, XX3, R26.89, Z79.891. These are in the general. CNS, R51, R42, F41.1. Nerves, M79.2, M60.9, M62.838 is the muscles, ligaments, M54.0, shoulder, right shoulder, M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Pain in the right elbow, M25.521, M70.31, M75.20, wrist, M25.531. Lower extremities in the right leg, M79.601. Right hip, M25.551. Left hip, M25.552. Right knee, M25.561. Ankle on the right side, M25.571. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3, etc. Lumbar sacral spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5, etc. Sacroiliac spine, bilateral, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5, etc. Plan of care is from the template for Eugene Watson. The treatment plan is as follows. The first is the physical therapy that has been ordered 3 times per week, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, and shoulder, hip, bilaterally, elbow on the right side, right knee, and right ankle and foot, wherever the pain is, along with traction, massage, aquatherapy. Disability has been ordered for work, employment disability, housework replacement, and attended care was provided 4 hours for 7 days, only for 1 month because of the impending confusion and loss of balance due to the TBI, dizziness, and vertigo. he's unable to drive or go upstairs or downstairs, prevent him fall. He has been advised to use the cane. Transportation has been checked. And then the medication-wise, he is provided the following medication after checking his MAPS. He is provided with Celebrex, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 15 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tramadol 50 milligram PRN for pain, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain, and Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. The patient is otherwise stable. He is advised to continue non-pharmacological modalities like magnets, acupuncture, home exercise plan. Yes. Referred to psychiatry. Yes, for anxiety, panic, PTSD, weight loss program, none, fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and imaging records are none are available. Interventional pain procedures, if the pains are not relieved, some trigger points can be relieved by injection to the trapezius area at the trigger points within 3 months time if the pain continues. Surgical options, none. Neuropsychiatry, none. Attended care and caseworker, none. Past medical records are not available. Patient has not seen any doctor in the past several months. Investigations, no investigation is being ordered at the current moment. They're going to wait for 3 months for the physical therapy, acupuncture, and chiropractor to continue. And if the pains continue and don't heal up, then we'll look into it. DM is patient is provided with a brace for the back, and follow-up visit is in 10 days. Physician contact, yes. End of dictation. Thank you so much.